The global fuel crisis is causing more Australians to go out and buy electric vehicles. That's according to the CEO of the Advanced Materials and Battery Council. He also went on to say there's a big spike in demand for batteries to drive cars coming from a range of countries, including the US, and that Australia is well placed to meet such demand. Leonard Cooksey, CEO of AMBC, joined me on the From Pillar to Post podcast this week. Our conversation began by looking into the concerns people have for batteries combusting in their homes and garages.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those topics that's always live in the community. I think we're very much used to, you know, storing high energy fuels and diesels at ports and in our homes and garages without any second thought. They're obviously even more flammable. They catch fire more frequently, and there are more problems with that technology than with batteries, but batteries are new. People who haven't spent a lot of time with them, it's easy to kind of pick up the concerns from other people because you've got no reference point to understand the safety profile. But obviously batteries, modern batteries, go through an awful lot of testing and validation before they're in the market and in the hands of consumers and businesses. So I think every year battery technology improves. It gets more safe, it gets lighter, smaller and cheaper. It's one of those technologies that's constantly being developed, and it's one of those technologies that's making its way into every family home.
It's impossible to ignore at the moment. The fuel crisis is certainly encouraging a lot of people to look to alternative forms of energy in various spaces. I'm intrigued to know, I guess, what your organisation is doing in this space at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's difficult time. So I guess first and foremost, the fuel situation's hitting Aussie families and small businesses really hard. So people in regional communities, they're paying record prices just to get to work, get the kids to school, keep the farm running. That's what we're hearing, and that's a reality that we have to start with. So that's sobering, but it is the reality. But what that crisis really exposes is how vulnerable we are. When we depend on a single source of fuel, and we're not in control of that. So Australia imports almost all of its liquid fuels, and when the global supply gets disrupted, you know, Australian families pay the price. The question is, what can we do to make sure that doesn't keep happening?
For where batteries kick in your sector, is Australia in a position where we're producing enough for ourselves that this is something that we have, I guess this is where the word sovereignty gets thrown around a lot. Do we have the capacity to meet our own needs in that space?
I guess every battery deployed in Australia is either built here or built overseas. Right now, almost all of them are imported. Not all of them, but the majority of them. So this fuel crisis is kind of a reminder that we need to build sovereign capability right the way through that value chain. Our members are trying to do that. It's certainly competitive out there in the market, but there's some amazing companies all the way through, globally competitive and really interesting companies all the way across Australia. I guess we're in a lucky position given this emerging battery market, because Australia generates some of the cheapest power in the world. The missing piece is storage, and vehicles, equipment, and homes that can redeploy that cheap energy when they need to are in a really great position when it comes to sovereign energy, self-determined energy costs. Batteries are kind of the solution that turns that cheap power into power when you need it.
Do you see this sort of crisis, as much as it is an immediate situation that people are having to confront, do you think that this is the catalyst to change some of those behaviours?
Yeah, I can really see that. I think all the way from the corporate boardroom to the dining room at home, people are going back to the drawing board and reconsidering what the risk profile is. And one of the arguments against the electrification of transport is that fuel is plentiful and risk-free. Cheap, it's always there. There's a global supply chain, but I guess examples like the current fuel crisis show that actually that's vulnerable. Being able to determine your own transport energy future is really, really powerful, especially for those who are lucky enough to be able to afford local, maybe home solar and a battery, or the large corporates to get access to cost-effective energy at scale. Some people, I guess their path to electrification is straightforward, and for some it's less straightforward. But it's certainly one of those diverse solutions that people can take advantage of. I think one of the interesting things we're hearing from dealerships across the country in the car space, including regional Queensland, the fuel crisis has turned people's curiosity into action. We're seeing people walking in and buying electric vehicles at a pace no one predicted. I'm hearing things like a month's worth of stock allocation disappearing in a weekend. So people are voting with their feet, voting with their wallet.